Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians 15, let me read verses 50 through 58 as we close out this chapter. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. As you probably tell, I've been in this chapter just for the last couple of weeks. Wednesday night at prayer meeting, I read this entire chapter. One of the greatest chapters in all of God's word, because it speaks of the gospel. Nothing more important to anybody, wherever they are in the world, than the truth of the gospel. We see that in the first couple of verses in 1 Corinthians 15. The gospel is clearly proclaimed. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My friend, that's the gospel. And I mentioned last week, and I'm surprised I didn't get any feedback about this. But it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what social status you have, what side of the tracks you may live on, use that phrase. No matter your denomination, your religion, if you believe the gospel, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I believe that. And I said last week that not every Baptist is saved. I'd be foolish to think that everybody who calls himself a Baptist is saved, because being a Baptist doesn't save you. Amen, preacher. At the same time, I mentioned while we were in, you weren't here last Sunday, were you? You were in Nonasassa. Were you here last Sunday? Anyway, because I remember Doug was here and we talked about a leaky. Remember a leaky faucet? And Aliki, I mentioned this last week, she is a Greek Orthodox. And while I was there, it was just interesting. She knows full of information. And she talked about Jesus and being the Savior of the world, and my antennas started popping up. Well, she sure ain't a Baptist, but boy, she's saying some good stuff. And we caught that. So on that trip, I Googled, what do Greek Orthodox believe? Remember, I mentioned that last week. I don't know if any of y'all looked at that or something. It's interesting to find their statement of faith. And even though I just said there's a lot of things they believe in their statement of faith that you would think it's Baptist, some of the things, not all of it, but the bottom line, what I'm saying, if they believe in according to their doctrinal statement, what I read, they believed in the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if they believe that, the Bible says they shall be saved. Now, the other part, the icons, when they're big on those, the icons and all the paintings and all the other, what do you call that, the relics, the things that are hanging in their church. Of course, I'm not opposed to that. I wouldn't mind having those windows with those, what do you call those things? Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Some of y'all get off your pocketbooks and we can have nice things. I'm just picking. I'm just kidding. But those are beautiful things, you know, represent Christ and all. But people, you know, I'm just saying that it doesn't matter if you're Baptist, if you're Greek Orthodox, if you're a Roman Catholic. If you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins according to the Scripture, if you believe that he was buried, And if you believe that he rose again the third day according to Scripture, my Bible tells me you'll be saved. Now, I know I may get some flack from a couple of y'all, but that's okay because I'm tough. But it's true. It's true. And so we have to be careful when we look at other denominations, other religions, who, well, they're not like us. Well, they don't believe exactly the same thing. But listen, there are brothers and sisters in Christ. They're going to go to heaven just like we do, not because of their religion. Matter of fact, a lot of people are going to go to heaven in spite of their religion because they believed in Christ. And a lot of people are going to go to hell because of their religion. They believed, are you following? It's that line that people walk, okay? So that's why 1 Corinthians 15 is one of the greatest chapters in all of God's Word. There's the gospel. Not only it talks about the gospel, it talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the first part of it. I was going to speak on that this morning, but I didn't. I'm talking about in my message about Christ being not risen from the dead. If he wasn't risen from the dead, then our preaching is vain. We're a bunch of liars. Remember all that he listed, 8 or 9 things about if Christ be not listed or raised from the dead, all these listings. Well, then we might as well be like the rest of the world. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And we are among most men most miserable if we believe in a risen Savior who's not risen. And so you have the gospel, you have the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the next few verses, and then you got the resurrection of believers. And what great joy and hope what we can have as believers to know that when something happens to our loved one, we're going to see him again. We had a family reunion yesterday here, and we had first time in years that our family got together, and there was over 60 of them. I knew most of the family members except like the nieces and nephews of the nieces and nephews, you know what I'm talking about. The cousins were there, others that were able to be there. And it's just a wonderful time. But we talked about those who've gone on before us. Grandma, grandpa had a picture of my grandma and grandpa, and I wish Cindy was here. We got Tim and them would be here. So help me, you see where the Laniers get their good looks from. It's from my grandpa. Cindy said he looked like James Dean. Good looking man. And grandma, nice looking lady. Okay. And we talked about, and his daddy was a preacher. And so they went on, and then of course, mom and dad and all those who've gone on before that part of that reunion, that these are now who left behind. Now they want to carry on that tradition of, we talked about yesterday, the only time we see family anymore is at funerals. Sometimes weddings, if you're invited to a wedding, but the funeral, you know what I'm talking about. So it's good to have a reunion, but we talked about this yesterday. One day, what a great reunion we're going to have in heaven. Those who've gone on before us, our family members, our friends. And so that's what it talked about here in the other part of the chapter of Revelation. 1 Corinthians, the resurrection, the gospel, the resurrection of Christ, and then the resurrection of our loved ones, and even now us. The dead, those who are asleep, and then the living, that we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. We talked about that last week. And I won't get the last couple of verses. I didn't finish it last week, 1 Corinthians 15, because I got carried away. Remember about the last trump? When we talked about the last, turn me there real quick, back to chapter, in verse number 52. That we all be changed. Now the word all means the living and the dead. He addressed the dead that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So that those believers in Christ, those who are dead, those who are asleep in Christ, and then the living, it matters not, we shall all be changed. And then he goes a little farther. By the way, that's why it was a mystery to them. Remember, wait, I mentioned that. I don't want to dwell on it because I mentioned it last week. When he says, behold, something they've not heard before. They knew something about the resurrection. You know, even Job knew something about the resurrection. Remember that?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.